We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes.
Man, Bernstein and Holmes, best show in radio. I love it, boys.
Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Just simply the best!
That was the exact same play that and they're going to take Johnson off the field. That's the backup quarterback, and Kyle Juszczyk is the emergency quarterback, the fullback.
Unless Brock can go back in.
Unless Brock Purdy can come back in the game.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that situation. Come on. That was Westwood One's call of some of the ridiculousness yesterday. And I always tell the story of anybody who remembers the 84 Raiders at Soldier Field against a Bears defense that knocked out starting quarterback Mark Wilson with a concussion. And they immediately put in backup quarterback David Hum, who was then almost killed. I mean, just Otis Wilson came at a perpendicular angle and just knocked him into next week. And I thought he was dead. So they cart off David Hum. They're looking for Ray Guy, the punter, the emergency quarterback. He's hiding, literally hiding.
Under towels,
under,
right?
Under in the trench, underneath the bench, covering himself up with towels so they can't find him. Because he didn't want to be quarterback against the Bears defense. And they couldn't find him. Where's Ray? I don't know. Where is he? Find him. I don't know. We can't find him. Mark, what? You're going back in the game.
No, what? I'm not.
No, he didn't know where he was. He was already removed due to a concussion. They put him back in.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
He could have died.
Yeah. Which is part of the reason, Dan, that I do think that the NFL needs to revisit this. I think they need to revisit the emergency quarterback rule. So they had this. This used to be a thing. The rosters used to be what was called 45 plus one, where you had your 45-man roster, and then you had an emergency quarterback.
Why did they change it?
They changed it because coaches were like, if you're going to give us 46, we'd prefer to do the choosing of who the 46 are. So people, when I brought this up, I think they have a valid point of saying, hey, they could have put three quarterbacks on the roster yesterday. They chose not to, and they deserve what they get. I understand that. I'm looking at this from also like a league level, too, where if you're the NFL, you can't have a game and an experience like that turn out to be some nightmare because there isn't a quarterback that's available to play.
And to your point, Lawrence, quickly, they're playing 17 games with an 18-week schedule and one bye week.
Yep.
I mean, you got to be kidding me with that.
And obviously, it comes into play with San Francisco, and I think we delighted at the fact that they were able to do what they did with Brock Purdy without really exploring like some of the bigger issues of you lose quarterbacks, and once you get to week 14 or 15, you start looking at who's starting games. And it's not marquee. It's not what the NFL would want. Now, in this case, they get the quarterbacks that they would want in the Super Bowl. You've got two guys that are going to finish 1-2 for MVP with Mahomes and Hurts. Two really good teams, an all-world quarterback and a quarterback that's been pretty good this season. I want them to stick with the 40. I want them to go 46 plus one. I'd also be okay if they went to 53. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, why should any of us care about that?
They care about it because of how much money you're going to pay. But I'm also willing to pull back a little bit too on this. If you're saying, all right, Lawrence, the NFL and the players are not going to be able to come to an agreement about having an extra guy who is on the active roster and the salaries for that third emergency quarterback or second emergency quarterback, like they're not going to be able to handle it throughout the season. Fine. Make it, you change the overtime rules for playoffs. You can change the rules on this too.
You could. And if we're thinking, if we're just spitballing ideas here, right? the NHL has e-bugs. The NHL has a rotation of emergency backup goalies.
Yeah, I dismiss this out of hand because I don't want Jason, your Jason, playing quarterback because he happens to be there.
It needs
to be someone who is on your roster, Adam Ragowin happens to be in the stands and he can come out and play goalie.
You see the guy got in just over the weekend in Edmonton. That's always a big thing in the goalie community when an e-bug gets in. But why not have a group of NFL emergency quarterbacks?
Jordan Palmer's just...
Yeah, where the league will pay them, and whoever they may be, and your David Blaus and your Tim Boyles, and you get that group, and each week, depending on what's going on, you can assign, you fly them out to be where they need to be.
No.
Okay.
Not doing that because of the shenanigans that could happen with one player being in one place. Like, the guy's on your roster. He just isn't good. But in a situation where you're in a playoff game, he dresses just in case. Just in case. So that's why I like the idea of it just being for the playoffs, since they already changed the overtime rules for the playoffs. Just do that. And it's the same thing where they had a reaction to last year's playoff game between Buffalo and Kansas City and said, we've got to change that rule to make it more fair. You can do the same thing here. Championship week, something went kablooey. It ended up being bad football. The product ended up being terrible because there weren't enough quarterbacks to finish the game. There weren't enough quarterbacks. The 49ers have gone through four different quarterbacks. The other part of this for me, because there is hopefully an emphasis now on protecting quarterbacks, because any player, and specifically the quarterback, can be taken off the field for a play or two just because it looks like they might have a concussion. If you are for player safety and you don't want someone lying to their baseline to try and stay in a game, this allows for an extra person to be there for you and your team.
To give much more incentive to a team to say, when in doubt, do not go back in the game. Change that. Change the culture of the game to say, instead of, oh, be a hero, tape a couple of aspirin to your helmet and get back in there because that's what everybody does in football, to say, nope, we are absolutely no longer taking those kinds of chances.
We saw it with Johnson. It's the same thing as what happened with Tua, where he gets driven to the ground and then has that second impact with the back of his head hitting the turf violently. And from that moment on, you kind of knew he wasn't coming back into the game. He was having a hard time getting up, and the independent spotter is going to be like, no, that guy can't. He can't play. We can't risk another PR nightmare with second concussion syndrome like what we had with Tua. So to me, it's pretty easy. And if you want to just make it the playoffs, we're talking about $2 million, you know? Like, between the teams that are in the playoffs, the players make, what, $69,000 a championship Sunday? To have an active person on your roster for a playoff game is, in some cases, less money than they would make for a regular season game. It's worth it. The pool of money that it would cost to keep an emergency quarterback employed is worth not the not having what you had yesterday when people were like, I don't want to watch this anymore. This is stupid.
It was just too bad. And you're like, oh, there's 9 minutes left in the third quarter, and everybody knows the game's over.
And it
ceased to be a game.
Texts are saying, so the fifth quarterback's going to make that much of a difference? No. But you know what the fifth quarterback was at least going to be able to do?
Pass.
At least be able to attempt to throw the ball so that the Eagles couldn't play 11 men in the box because they knew that Brock Purdy wasn't going to throw. And also, to speak to your point, yeah, maybe that fifth quarterback is going to make that big of a difference because Brock Purdy won 7 games in a row with that offense. It would cost them almost nothing. It makes sense to do from a player safety standpoint and from making the game itself tolerable. Like, because no one wanted to watch that. Is the only it was like the thing that you were watching for is how hurt is Brock Purdy and might he get even more hurt while he's out there, which is not what you want people watching for. So that's my whole thing. Like, that's what they had it before. Coaches have made what I think is the right decision from a roster standpoint. That extra corner or extra lineman, usually extra offensive lineman, or that extra linebacker for special teams makes more sense than having a third quarterback activated. I get that. I'd love expansion of roster. That would be my first choice. That the game day roster go right to 53 for playoffs. And I think that takes away a lot of some of these problems. But if in lieu of getting an expanded playoff roster, give me 46 plus one. And there you go.
I think that's a completely reasonable ask.
I just like for the game to mean something. And if Mr. Blau came in there, that's his name. That name again is Mr. Blau. And he comes in there and lights up the world, so be it. I'm here for it. What? How great of a story is that? We all saw Caleb Haney. Well, I mean, but you saw him after Todd Collins, so everything looked better.
Well, we saw him in the NFC Championship game.
You sure did.
Throwing it directly to B.J. Raji.
Hey, man.
Did you see him? No. You realize that he's
400 pounds.
He's a 400-pound man. I know. I just didn't see him. I missed him. I don't know. I didn't see him, and he was there, and then he had the ball, and then he was gone.
I mean, it's not like Jay Cutler missed big old tackles, too. That five-interception game against San Francisco.
Thursday nighter.
Was that his Bears debut? No, that was his inaugural season. The Bears debut was against the Colts. That's right. That's right.
Mike Rankin, I watched that game with Doug Buffon and Ed Obradovich. We were out at four wins, I want to say. And, man, you talk about... That was one of those days where I was getting jostled.
Weren't there three red zone picks?
Mm-hmm.
Like two actual in the end zone?
They were supposed to win that game.
And one to
they had it.
One to a defensive tackle.
Yeah, I remember the next day, Terry and I did a show from downtown Arlington Heights. I forgot the name of the bar. But we walked in, they're looking at each other like, what the hell, man? Like, everybody, like the theme of the whole show is, what the hell is that? You know, what do you do or say? It just felt like rock bottom.
Yeah, it was really bad. And you're going, oh, that's when I think that's when the night diabetes thing started.
No, that was early on, I think.
I don't think so. I think that's when the night diabetes started with Jay Cutler.
Might have been.
Because it was his first year, right? That game. That Thursday night game against San Francisco, that was 2009.
Right, and actually week one was against the Packers in Lambeau, the Sunday night game, and they lost that one. Cutler, not too good in that one either.
Night diabetes! He's got the night diabetes, can't see at night.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.